Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Audioboom being the leading platform for on-demand audio, get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as local stations and sports teams. The Audioboom mobile app is truly excellent, whether you're into listening or creating and uploading audio. On the creative side, the app makes it so easy, and one of its best features is that you can record anywhere you are, on the fly, out and about, and then there's even a tool where you can trim the recording to the perfect length before uploading it. A milestone for podcasting and earnings for Pandora. We'll get to all that and more. First, a reminder of Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences. It's scheduled for September 29th. Jake Shapiro will give the keynote address. He's the chief executive of PRX, the world's largest public radio market for audio programs. Some of its shows you've probably heard of, The Moth Radio Hour, This American Life, and many others. Jake Shapiro will share his perspective on the industry and the increasing popularity of podcasts as part of the online audio ecosystem. In a major unprecedented milestone for podcasting, Midroll Media was acquired by EW Scripps this week. Midroll Media is a pioneer podcast network which creates programs, partners with other creators, and sells advertising into the whole network. Scripps is one of the most venerable media companies in the U.S., with divisions for newspapers, TV stations, radio stations, and digital assets. Midroll Media will operate as a wholly owned subsidiary. No change to the management team or its highly specialized podcast sales force. Immediately after the acquisition was announced, we spoke to Adam Sachs. He's the CEO of Midroll, and also Adam Simpson, the head of digital for Scripps. Be sure to look up that post on Rain News for more context about this important deal. It is a major mile marker in the evolution of podcasting toward being a major media category. Pandora released its second quarter earnings yesterday, and it was the company's strongest report in a year. For the last several quarters, Pandora's stock has skidded downward after each report. This time, the stock jumped upward 10% in after-hours trading following the late afternoon conference call. The company beat earnings expectations, delivering 5 cents per share against an expected 2 cents. For the first time in a 12-month period, Pandora earned over $1 billion. Quarterly revenue is $286 million, up 30% from last year's second quarter. And as far as future guidance goes, Pandora told investors to expect third quarter revenue at the $310 to $315 million range. That is a strongly positive projection. Audience metrics are always interesting in Pandora's conference calls. In the second quarter, monthly active users remained essentially flat at 79.5 million listeners. Those consumers soaked up 5.3 billion hours of music. Both metrics represent single-digit percentage gains year over year. Speaking of audience metrics, the Rhapsody Music Service announced that it has reached 3 million global users. The company doesn't break out how many of those listeners are in the U.S. or in any other single country. Rhapsody is a pure subscription service, making its money entirely from monthly membership fees. Unlike Spotify, it does not offer a free ad-supported listening platform. Rhapsody and Napster are essentially the same service. Napster is the public-facing brand for Rhapsody in some countries. Mobile listening was a strong source of growth for Rhapsody, increasing 60% from this time last year. About three-quarters of Rhapsody users listen to the service over mobile devices. It is earnings season, and Apple had its earnings call. The talk briefly touched on the recently launched Apple Music. The tech company's top brass didn't reveal many hard numbers about the streaming platform's first weeks. CEO Tim Cook said that, quote, millions and millions, unquote, of consumers are enrolled in free trials, and added that Apple is thrilled about the response to the service. He added that more than 15,000 artists, musicians, have signed on to Apple Music's Connect feature for sharing updates with fans. All that is a little vague, although the 15,000 artist signups is encouraging. We regard the artist connection platform to be one of the most interesting dimensions of the new service. But the more informative earnings calls will be the ones later this year. In the meantime, the three-month trial membership gives Apple a grace period. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.